it's the massed choir, the massed gospel choir of the three of us.
Yeah. You have to bear in mind, we've just had Bohemian Rhapsody. It, historically, you know, it's just been a huge hit, and it was a massive vocal production. And this also is a massive vocal production, and in some ways the counterpart of Bohemian Rhapsody, but in a gospel kind of style. Aretha Franklin was Freddie's idol, and so he wrote it really with her in mind. I wonder if she's ever sung it. Maybe she will.
It's quite unusual. Like several of our songs, it's in 3/4, sort of 6/8 time.
Again, an immaculate backing track. It's Freddie and Roger and John, driven by his amazingly rhythmic piano.
Mm.
And great feel, just great feel. There's no... It's not been messed with, you know. And these days, you'd have to Pro Tool it and put everything in the right place before you let it out. But this is just real and fantastic playing.
And it's a long backing track too, with a lot of different moods to it. So.
Done in bits as well, isn't it? Because there's a couple of bits which we didn't even use, I seem to remember. Well, at least one bit we didn't use.
I guess
use.
It was done in sections, yeah. Yeah, I remember, actually. Yeah. Freddie could really shine on this live, pounding at the piano and It was a great live track, this.
I always remember him starting it off in Auckland, New Zealand, and forgetting what song he was playing.
Yeah.
That was unusual, though.
That was very unusual. That's the day he put his trousers on backwards, wasn't it?
Because he'd been drinking heavily with Tony Hadley. Which, again, was very unusual. Freddie was an ultimate professional and never was the worse for wear.
Only in New Zealand.
And I think on this day he just had too good a time.